Okay, so it's Sunday the 15th of April 2012 and woke up this morning around 7:45 and then got ready to watch the Chinese Grand Prix at 8 o'clock. The Grand Prix was fantastic, really good. It was hard to tell who was going to win the race. Sometimes the guys that were leading were next after a few laps 14th and then vice versa. So it was really exciting, but in the end it was a silver arrow that won. First time since the early 50s. And it was Nico Rosberg as well, his first win for himself and the team. So that was great stuff. And it was a Mercedes 1-2-3 with Jensen and Lewis finishing second and third. So I'll put a picture of Rosberg crossing the line at China for the first win up here in a second. Then after that, got ready for the day, had some breakfast, sorted Ellie out. And then sort of late morning, John and Jen came over, which was great to see them. And we continued on with our task with the bathroom. So today was all about painting the walls and doing all the little intricate bits. But the bulk of the stuff yesterday was done with the ceilings and things like that. So yeah, did quite a bit of that. That took us through to mid-afternoon. And then we gave it sort of about 3 hours to dry before we put on the second coat around 6 o'clock. Once that had dried, it looks mega. Best we've ever done, I think. Looks fantastic, and so pleased to have A, a working bathroom again, but B, something that we can really be proud of and has come out just how we like it. So that was nice. So that was good, and John and Jen were with us all day and we're having a good time with Ellie. And then this evening, just before we had dinner and things, my mum and dad came over to see Ellie, and they'd just been to a thing regarding the Titanic over at Odeon. They had a guest speaker from the QE2 and also some people in period costumes going through the tales of the Titanic. Well, there was like a afternoon tea party of about 80 people. Really interesting. They had a couple of tickets as well, based on a couple of people that were actually based on the Titanic. Dad's particular character was very interesting. Mum was going as his sort of wife, even in the story, if you know what I mean. And the guy from the Titanic was a very wealthy man. He took an early 1900s Renault car in the hold in the original journey. He took his butler with him and a maid, and was very much first class. And the tickets cost £120 each back in the day, which would be equivalent of around 11.5 grand each now. So yeah, it was quite a ticket. So anyway, yeah, they went to all that history, nostalgia and things like that this afternoon. They told us all about that this evening. Had some good time with Ellie, and also we got her in a bouncer again, which was great fun. Ellie went in a bouncer yesterday. Probably didn't mention it on this audio blog, even though I put a picture up of her. Yeah, she really enjoys that. It's great fun. So that's good. She follows in my footsteps, quite literally. So anyway, just been sorting out the last few bits and pieces, getting ourselves ready to go up to Aylesbury as well. So lots of movements around this week. And yeah, there we go, really. Anyway, that's it for me for tonight. I'm going to shoot now, but until next time, goodbye now.